Welcome to Dyscalculia Headlines Weekly, a podcast where we share news, information, resources, tips and tricks about dyscalculia. You can subscribe to this podcast via iTunes and then search for Dyscalculia Headlines. You can also find us on the web at dyscalculiaheadlines.com and then click on the podcast page.
How to support children with dyscalculia. Dyscalculia in 1 minute. Dyscalculia in the banks. UK concerned about math. And dyscalculia also for deaf people. This is our podcast for week 16 in 2023. And welcome Dr. Schroeder, the founder of Dyscalculia Services, to help us review the links of the week. Welcome Dr. Schroeder.
I so much appreciate you having me.
Absolutely, absolutely. Let's see, we have lots of links and we always like your perspective on what these links have to say, you see. See, here it says how to help children with dyscalculia. That seems to be sort of the basic question.
Absolutely.
From what Dyscalculia Services is all about, right?
Right. But this is a special post and it shows how global the internet is and how much it helps to see what is going on in other countries, because this actually comes from Education World in India.
Oh, wow.
And an expert is answering questions from parents and others who ask a question on their page. So there are just a few questions right now, but it's a very good initiative to share knowledge about dyscalculia in this way. So we also have an option to ask a question on most of our websites. And people do get a personal reply and not something we post publicly. So I have thought about starting a forum like this one for people to ask questions and exchange views so that everybody can look at it. But I have to say it's quite a lot of work to maintain a forum, and you want to make sure that the information is correct and that people continue to be polite and on topic. So that's something that we are pondering, but we have not been able to put it in place yet.
Right, yeah, we would actually need some volunteer moderators who are going to police that. Yeah, mm-hmm. It would be good, though. It would be good, the Dyscalculia Forum. Anyway, our next link says Dyscalculia in 1 minute. What is that? Is that like an elevator speech about dyscalculia? Can you push button to, and let me tell you something about dyscalculia.
Yes, yeah. Well, it is not meant as an elevator speech, but it could definitely pass for one. And this comes from the Polygon blog, where they have descriptions about various learning disabilities. And they take only 1 minute to read.
That's nice and concise.
Very nice and concise. And it's wonderful to have this quick resource. And I'm usually have the a habit of being a little bit too detailed.
I was going to say, listen, sometimes if I let Dr. Schroeder talk, then we'll be here for the next hour.
Yeah. So my explanations turn sometimes into a lengthy paragraph.
Oh, dear.
And that is not good, because you may lose your audience, particularly in this fast-paced world we are living in now. But having said that, this quick reference site gives people what they need. A quick overview of what they are talking about. And then obviously can look a little bit further and read more about it if that is necessary. So they also make more topics about the same learning disability. So it would be a 1 minute read about what is dyscalculia, and then another 1 minute about the symptoms of dyscalculia, etc.
Okay.
So there is more information than you think.
So you get it in 1 minute chunks, actually. Okay.
Exactly. But in this way, people can choose exactly what they want to read,
right,
and how much time they are able to spend on it. So it's a good awareness and a very nice initiative.
Very good initiative. Now, the next link is about dyscalculia and the banks. What is new here?
Well, this is from Twitter, and somebody who posted this, who will remain unnamed, he comes from the UK, or she, and this person complains about the 3D identification that his bank uses to verify his identity and to confirm even a small transaction. This was actually about 14 Great British Pounds. And let's be clear. We all love our banks for keeping our money safe. However, it is quite upsetting that due to some criminals who try to gain access to our account, we now have to maintain and memorize numerous passwords, secret phrases, solve pictures and find, say, all the cars and the stairs or the traffic lights a number of pictures. So for people with a learning disability, this is really difficult. They have trouble performing these tasks and also performing them fast enough so that they can get into their account. And I think that banks should start offering some easier methods, but obviously there's always a trade-off because you want to keep it as safe as possible. But yeah, this is something I really wanted to flag up because it's one of the things that is bothering people with dyscalculia, adults with dyscalculia. It's not only about children that we need to talk. And I have to say, I don't have the solution. Even typing in codes that change every so many seconds is a challenge. So I'm not sure what could help them, but I'm confident that there will be somebody with a PhD in computer science.
Maybe a millennial figuring this out.
Yeah, on this topic may be able to sort it out for the future.
I must say, when my late mother was having her Alzheimer in a progressive state, her bank actually took the PIN code off her bank pass so that she didn't have to enter a PIN code anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they still do that. Those were the days, and there was not that much cyber crime yet. Anyway, our next link says the UK is concerned about Matt. What is going on in the Old Kingdom?
Absolutely. This is from the BBC website. And the new Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, Rishi Sunak, is seriously concerned about the level of math in the UK. And he likes to also change that anti-math mindset that's going around. He feels, and I do agree, that it would be a boost to the economic growth if there are more people who are really adept in math. And to get there, he's proposing all kind of changes. And currently, the experts are not certain how this will work out for people who have dyscalculia.
Right.
Because he wants to up the level, and it is already hard for them. So he's working to make math compulsory until the age of 18 for all students.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I think it obviously the issue lies in the detail, because what are you actually teaching them till 18? Huh?
Right.
If that is very abstract, or that you would do a topic that is more useful and more connected to their everyday life. And I think that would be very, very beneficial. So he's also a big fan of the Numeracy Challenge site that they have in the UK to encourage people to work on their numeracy. And I've looked at that website. It's very good. So it's always difficult to make changes, and you want to satisfy as many people as possible, but to get all people in the audience backing you up is a difficult thing. And one thing I do know is that the UK has an advantage over the US in terms of awareness of dyscalculia. And also that you see that it shows by the people talking about the impact of the new math measure on people with dyscalculia. It's immediately in the forefront of the attention. And I think that's wonderful. Now here with us in the US, there was already a lot of commotion about the impact of the Common Core curriculum. But not so much of the talk was focused on how it would impact students with a low math achievement or dyscalculia. I have to say that the Brits are just a little bit more aware of
dyscalculia. Exactly. Well, that brings us to our last link for the week, and that has a video. about dyscalculia for deaf people.
Yes, this is absolutely fantastic. It's great awareness for that, I think, still mostly forgotten audience. And someone here is explaining about dyscalculia in sign language so that the deaf people can also, between quote marks, hear about it in their special way. It's a super initiative and an encouragement to make information about dyscalculia, and I feel it should also be available about other learning disabilities, accessible for more groups who otherwise we may not get the information that we so conveniently publish on website and have no trouble reading it and taking it in or listening to YouTube channels, etc. So,
right.
Luckily, the words are in captions also. So I could follow it as well.
Right.
And they have a lot of things that get attention here. For instance, talking about how you do taxes when you have dyscalculia and many other details of adult life where you actually might have an issue if you have dyscalculia and you have a double issue when you only have to rely on sign language.
Right. Well, that's an amazing initiative. Well, thank you very much, Dr. Soder, for your explanations and your elaboration on the topics that are posted every week on dyscalculiaheadlines.com. Of course, Dr. Soder, the founder of dyscalculiaservices.com, go to her website and look around there. There is a massive amount of information. And then also click on the links that show you how you can become a tutor for people who have dyscalculia, because we need more and more of those people. And Dr. Soder has an online training, so you do not have to leave your house, an online training that you could follow within a month to 3 to 6 months, depending on how much time you put into it. You could actually be active tutoring children with dyscalculia. For all the details, go to dyscalculiatutortraining.org.
Dyscalculia Headlines Weekly is a production from dyscalculiaheadlines.com. You can find us on the web at dyscalculiaheadlines.com, and we are on Twitter at dyscalculiahead. You can also find us on Facebook. We have a board on Pinterest and on Flipboard. Search for Dyscalculia Headlines or follow the links on our webpage. You can send your questions, comments and contributions to communications@dyscalculiaheadlines.com, and we may even discuss it in one of our upcoming podcasts. We hope this was useful for you, and until next week, you can count on us.